This is CJ Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature which delves into the realms of the extraordinary. And today, I'm talking compassion, what it is and what it isn't. We often hear about the benefits of compassion. Modern neuroscience confirms what spiritual traditions have taught for centuries. Helping others is good for us. A 2025 meta-analysis found a consistent positive relationship between compassion for others and well-being. Ditto the World Happiness Report of 2023, which showed that altruistic behaviors such as volunteering and charitable giving are strongly associated with both well-being and greater life satisfaction. And interestingly, those who give monetarily do better economically. Why? Because we humans are built for connection. Humans evolved not merely as individuals, but as deeply connected social creatures. So it's no wonder acts of generosity activate the reward networks associated with pleasure, bonding, and meaning. In a very real biological way, helping others helps us, which comes as no surprise to anyone familiar with spiritual teachings. For instance, when Jesus said, "Whatever you do for the least of these, you do for me," he was pointing towards a profound spiritual truth. We are not separate. What we do to each other, we ultimately do to ourselves. But Jesus offered another pretty important piece of advice. Do not cast your pearls before swine. This is not an insult to pigs. It is not about the worthiness of the recipient. It is instead about the wisdom of the giver. A pearl has value only to someone capable of recognizing and receiving it. So if you offer a pearl to a pig, it's not that the pig is bad, it's just that pigs can't use or appreciate pearls. So if you give a pearl to a pig, you're probably not being very discerning. The same principle applies to our time, our energy, wisdom, expertise, compassion. Many of us, especially women, extend ourselves without limits, without boundaries. Yet experience, Jesus, and science suggest that giving without discernment can be ineffective while becoming frustrating and exhausting. Researchers studying compassion and burnout have consistently found that sustainable helping requires boundaries, self-care, and wise allocation of resources. The Center for Compassion and Altruism has shown that compassionate practices only reduce burnout instead of causing it when healthy engagement, as opposed to endless sacrifice, is cultivated. So again, the problem is not giving. The problem is giving where there is no capacity to receive or appreciate, like a pearl given to a pig. When advice is rejected, when assistance is taken for granted, when generosity is met with entitlement rather than growth, the giver experiences increasing emotional strain. Over time, frustration replaces joy, resentment replaces compassion, and exhaustion replaces purpose, because these efforts are being directed where they aren't seen, appreciated, or even needed. The healthiest form of compassion and generosity is not indiscriminate. It is intelligent and responsive. After all, a seed scattered on stone does not fail because the seed was defective or the stone was a jerk. It fails because stones are no place for seeds. We should therefore consider sowing our seeds in fertile soil and stop being upset when nothing grows on rocks. Give where there's openness, teach where there's curiosity, serve where there's willingness, invest where there's growth. When our gifts are received, appreciated, and used, the natural rewards of generosity are amplified. We experience the connection, meaning, and fulfillment that researchers have repeatedly documented. The helper's high is activated because the act of giving has accomplished its purpose. So serve compassionately and invest your pearls wisely and meet people where they are with the understanding that sometimes you'll need to leave them there. And that's a healthy thing. For Esoterica, I'm CJ Kinney. Thanks for listening.